name of the Lord. Today I give honor unto the Spirit of God, and I greet all God's worthy ministers in the mighty name of Jesus. I really want to thank God for his mercies and for his kindness that he has given unto his people. I want to honor our pastor, Pastor Price, and his wife, Sister Price, and all the serving ministers in the body. I want to honor and I want to greet each and every one, saved, unsaved, in your respective places, in the mighty name of Jesus. God is so good. He is worthy, worthy to be praised. And I give honor unto God, who is my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Why do we praise him? Because I was able to get up this morning. Amen. Because I could inhale and I could exhale. We don't sometimes realize the complexities of just breathing. But God has given us this gift this morning. And we shouldn't take it for granted, because there are many that are not able to do that. And today, why this day, we have opportunity to make wrongs right. Make crooked paths that we have walked on, we can make them straight. Right. Amen. We have opportunity to repent, to let the Lord come into our lives like we need him to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm able to move my body. There are those that are not able to move themselves today. They need someone else to move them. Amen. Because we have food and drink in our fridge and our cupboards. Amen. Amen. Because I could dine on what I wanted today. Amen. I didn't have to depend on someone else choosing what kind of food I'm supposed to eat. Amen. I had the use of my hands, and no one had to wash me, and no one had to dress me this morning. Amen. I praise God because he has kept me, and this is one of the main things. He has kept me in my right mind. The word of God says that he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. Amen. Isaiah spoke these words in Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. And truly, we are living in a time where there are so much issues, so much concerns that's causing people to lose their minds for so many things in this life. But we want to thank God that he is keeping us. Right. He is keeping us sane. Amen. We can speak to some of our friends, our co-workers, and the many things that they are going through at home, within their home life, whether things, folks are going through things at school, university, college, but God has kept us sane. It's not because we are more better than anyone else or perfect than anyone else, but God chooses to do this because we've allowed him to live in our lives. And it is just a privilege. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give an honor to the Lord because he is omnipresent. That means he is present everywhere. Amen. It is just wonderful to know that if I am in my night season, whether that's literally speaking, nighttime, 12 o'clock at night, or I'm going through some great big difficulties, I can call on Jesus. Amen. However, there could be another sister or another brother somewhere else, maybe in the States, or somewhere else in Point Claire, or somewhere else in Roxborough, or downtown, and they need Jesus also. Jesus is right there. Amen. He is a present help in trouble. Whatever we go through, Jesus is there for us. The word of God, Jesus is omniscient. Amen. Meaning that he is all knowing. Amen. All knowing meaning that he knows everything about us. The word of God in Psalms spoken said that, Lord, before I was formed in my mother's womb, you knew all about me. You knew all my members before they were formed. Amen. For some, that may be a bit frightening. But for others, right, to know that God has known me before I was even formed, before my mom and my dad even thought that, hey, I'm there. My little one is there. He knew what path I was going to take. So in a time such as this, in days such as this, where we have so much concern, so much issues, so much things going on in our life, when we can know that God already knew what path we were going to take, when we can know that God already knew where we were going to go and what was going to come against us, and we can thank God to know that he made a way of escape for us. That even through these difficulties, he is able to succor us. He is able to hold us. He is able to comfort us through each and every one of our problems. I really want to praise God for that. He is omnipotent, meaning he's all powerful. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is all-powerful, meaning that no matter what comes against us in this life, amen, God is greater than all of these. No matter what the enemy wants to throw at us, God is greater than all of these, amen. No matter how we feel, because sometimes we feel deep down in the dungeon, God is greater than all of this. And God has the last word. Amen? The enemy doesn't have the last word to any circumstance or any issue in our life. God has the last word. And it is so happy to me that even in the storm, storms will come and storms will go. But if we give our life to the Lord Jesus and we are going through the storm, he will protect us. Amen. He will cover us. He will let us know that he is our Father and that he will be with us. Amen. The psalmist David says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, meaning the place where the sun sets, God is to be praised. Amen. And we need to praise God because he has done so many wonderful things for us. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's not only for those who know Christ as their personal Savior, but everything that hath breath, because God has given each and every one of us breath to breathe. And we cannot take advantage of this situation. We have to hold on to the Lord. We have to allow God to move in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I use the words omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent not to show off that I know, you know, big vocabulary words or anything like that. Amen. But it's to remind ourselves that we are in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. We are in the presence of the Almighty God, the creator of all heaven, that's the universe, amen, and the earth, amen, and everything that is in there. He is great. He is the Almighty. He is one that we can run to. The word of God says that his name is a strong and mighty tower. The righteous can run to Jesus and be safe. Amen. We don't have to fear the terrors that come by day. or the pestilence that come by noonday, or anything that comes by night, but we can trust in the Lord, knowing that God is able to keep us. And I want to speak just to our moms. You know, I was thinking, well, I've only been a mom for 8 years. So there are other mothers here that know a whole lot more than me, and I'm still learning, amen? But I want to say that God has shown that a mother is one who looks after. A mother is one who cares for, who takes care of, who nurses, who protects, who tends, who raises, and who rears. Amen? A mother is one who gives birth to. Amen? Now, when you say the word mother, it just means a woman in relation to her child or children, whether you've given birth or not. Because I'm sure a lot of us know different people or women that we could call mothers who have not actually given birth, but their attributes are there. Amen? Fathers also have these attributes, but they're not women, so they can't be called mothers. Okay? Praise the name of the Lord. I acknowledge that fathers have these attributes. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. But I want to thank God that we can call him our father, we can call him our mother, he is our protection. And I just want to encourage each and every one of the mothers today. Sometimes it seems hard, sometimes it seems really difficult, and especially in the age that we are living, so different from the time we were growing up to what it is today. But I thank God that he's made a way of escape for us, that even though sometimes we cannot comprehend what our children are doing today, God knows, and somehow he gives us wisdom in how to deal with and how to deal with each and every one of those situations. Amen. And let us not be so hard on ourselves, which we can do sometimes. Amen? Let's not be hard on ourselves. Let us just allow God to do his perfect work in us. There is, I was listening to a Focus on the Family, and there was a lady, which I cannot remember her name, but she has written a book, which is called The Gospel Mother, something like that, The Gospel Mother. And one of the things, the acronyms that she has used is STOP, saying S stands for submit to God, T stands to believe all his truths, O stands to obey the voice of God. Obey the word of God. Amen. And P stands for pray. Amen. And that is the way that we are going to be able to be successful and victorious. Amen. In this life, we are fighting. The word of God says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness that are in high places. So it is not just, oh, my child is doing this, that, and the other things. There are other forces that are at work in our children sometime. And we can feel it when we are at work. We can feel it at home. So much things that bombard the senses in these days. So much things that we are exposed to and that our children are exposed to. But just continue to trust in the Lord. And I really want to say that God is able to keep each and every one of us. Amen. We don't have to worry and we don't have to fear. He is able to succor us. He is able to protect us. He is able to keep us as we walk from day to day. We may not know what direction we should go in, but God is going to lead us. Our God is going to show us which way we are to go. Amen. Let us just say to the Lord, order my steps in your word, Lord. We want the Lord to order our steps in his word, and then we will be okay. God bless you in Jesus' name.